Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
Time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Beth.
Hey, we have news about the expansion of a fiber optic network in the region.
Yes, and of course, Beth, this affects a lot of internet data, other services, mainly geared toward the commercial market. There's an Albany-based company called First Light. They have a lot of infrastructure in this area already, and they tell us that they're going to have a 500 route mile project in response to the needs of a specific customer. They're not naming the customer, but they say that the company is a major wireless carrier. I spoke with the CEO for First Light, Kurt Van Wagenen, and he says building out this fiber network will help a number of other commercial customers as well.
We will build the network and have designed the network to be able to support a full range of enterprise customers in the region, other business customers in the region, as well as other wholesale and carrier customer opportunities that we're seeing in that region.
Again, this additional network build-out is in the Rochester and Buffalo area. They expect to complete it in early 2020, but some parts of the network may start offering services later next year. Van Wagenen says First Light now employs about 100 people in Western New York. They are hoping to grow that number. Locally based Ledestri Food and Drink launching a new public awareness campaign. It is targeted at people right here in their hometown. Co-president and chief marketing officer Stephanie Ledestri says a lot of people probably automatically associate their family-run business with pasta sauce, but they may not know much about all of the products that company makes. Ledestri says it's been the largest private label and contract manufacturer of pasta sauce for about 40 years now.
A lot of people know that we make pasta sauce, but they don't necessarily know which pasta sauce. They don't necessarily know that Francesco Rinaldi in particular is owned by the Ledestri family. And they don't know that we make spirits, for example. We have a whole portfolio now, which we call Rock House Brands.
Stephanie Ledestri says she's been hearing from Ledestri employees who wish their friends and neighbors knew more about the kinds of products that Ledestri makes. And to that end, this awareness campaign will include various kinds of billboards on major local highways featuring some of the company's spirits brands in addition to the Francesco Rinaldi pasta, which they make as well, that sauce. The University of Rochester's Laboratory for Laser Energetics, partnering with 9 other high-intensity laser facilities around the U.S. in a new national research network called Laser NetUS. The collaboration will provide scientists with increased access to the high-intensity ultrafast lasers, the U.S. Department of Energy funding them to the tune of $6.8 million over the next 2 years. Harris Beach, one of the large local law firms, naming a new managing partner for its Rochester office. Heidi Schultz-Gregory will take over those day-to-day management duties. She replaces Philip Spillane, who served as office managing partner for the last 4 years. He will continue his business and commercial litigation practice and services. Gregory will continue her full-time healthcare advisory practice as well. She is the leader of the Harris Beach healthcare industry team. And Wegmans ranked the number 2 company on the list for the 2018 Best Workplaces for Women. The ranking was done by Fortune magazine and the company Great Places to Work. It was based on anonymous feedback from employees. Factors the survey looks at include how well women are represented in the workforce and throughout management. And just a couple of earnings previews to tell you about this week. Bausch Health Companies, you may remember they used to be called Valeant because of their Canadian counterpart, but they're really focusing on the revenue they get from Bausch & Lomb. So they are releasing earnings before the market opens tomorrow morning. Eastman Kodak releases its third quarter earnings after the markets close on Friday. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.